Move to our next case, which was 7 p.m. We had a public hearing and ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County by amending Article 17-110, defining a scattered partial. At this time, I'll turn proceedings over to Mr. Griffith, our legal counsel, again, to apprise the public of how he will conduct the public hearing. Mr. Griffith.
This is a public hearing on a proposal to amend a section of the county ordinances. We'll start by asking Mr. Lank. Is he still in the room?
No.
Okay.
Mr. Izzo?
I will.
Mr. Izzo.
I'll basically tell you what is proposed. There is a definition in section 110-110. It's a definition section of the zoning ordinance. It defines a scattered parcel as any single parcel of land consisting of less than 1/4 acre at the time of the enactment of Part 4 and abutted at that time on at least two sides by developed property. The proposal is to take out the reference to 1/4 acre and increase it to 1 1/2 acres. In the proposed ordinance, it states that whereas the North Bethany area is almost entirely developed with only a 1.2 acre parcel and a 1 acre MR parcel undeveloped on the ocean side of Route 1. Whereas the only remaining undeveloped parcel on the west side of Route 1 in North Bethany is a 19 acre parcel that is now the subject of a subdivision application for 47 lots. Whereas the original purpose of the 1987 and 1988 ordinances, and those defined scattered parcel as 1/4 acre or less, were to assure that sewer capacity would be available for all the North Bethany area. And between 1988 and the present date, more than 500 acres have been taken off the development rolls and have become state parkland, thereby assuring that more than 2,200 EDUs that would have been consumed by those 500 acres will not be consumed, and further assuring more than ample sewer capacity for the North Bethany extension of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. Then it goes into the now therefore portion, which makes the proposed amendment changing 1/4 acre to 1 1/2 acres. Mr. Izzo, is there anything from the county engineering department's perspective that you would like to offer by way of further explanation?
I guess our point of view is that,
Our point of view is because there are only those two small parcels impact, it doesn't really create a significant impact on wastewater capacity for the North Bethany District. It's sort of a no big deal as far as wastewater is concerned.
Thanks, Mike.
Do members of council have any questions of me or Mr. Izzo before we open this up to members of the public who may wish to comment on it?
No, I don't have anything for Mike. Jim, I don't see any record. Has P&Z had a public hearing on this?
It's not a zoning.
It's not a zoning, so they wouldn't see it.
No.
Strictly us?
Okay. I wouldn't see it. It's just, okay. Just a definitional
change. I didn't see it.
Change.
Gotcha.
All right, at this point, we'll open this up to members of the public who may wish to comment on it.
Mr. Griffin, if I can be heard, Gene Byard for Bethany Court, LLC. Let me hand to each of you a reduced version of what that board shows. Your necessary is better than anybody. You know what's undeveloped or remaining on the development board. And there isn't much.
Thank you.
What there is this property, the orient to Sussex Short Water Company, is the yellow rectangle here. This is Phil Short's Meadows home place. This president was subject to the subdivision application to create 47 lots. This is the
old Judge Layton property where there is one single-family home, and this is Bethany Court, a property of approximately 1.28 acres. This is a proposal to amend, or an ordinance to amend, not a zoning ordinance, but a water and sewer ordinance. If you look at the number of this ordinance, it's in the 110 section. That's water and sewer. This is not a land use matter. It's not really a density matter. What it's about is sewer capacity.
And as George knows, what's happened over the last 20 years is the state of Delaware, when it had money, went out and bought land, and it bought a great deal of it.
In one purchase, it bought 475 acres. What was known as the Fresh Pond property. In another purchase, it bought approximately 90 acres, all of which was in the planned district, all of which was allocated for EDUs to the acre. In addition, outside the district, the state's acquired other land, and this park area is now more than 700 acres. To the applicant's property,
it's a triangular piece immediately north of Indian Harbor Villas. If you know Indian Harbor Villas, it's a townhouse development that was created in the mid-80s, the density of approximately 16 units to the acre. Contiguous to the west across Route 1 is the Villas of Beach Cove, formerly the Harbor Lights, developed at a density of approximately 12 units to the acre. But again, this is about sewer capacity, and that's the amendment before you. You recall the application of Bethany Court for a conditional use. It seeks 6 units on 1.2 acres, or a density of, I believe, 4.7. If it were an aggressive developer, not a conservative developer, the application, if it were consistent with Indian Harbor Villas or across the street, could have been anywhere from 20 down to 15 units and be consistent with the densities. But we're not talking density here, we're talking the availability of one EDU to serve a 6-unit project on 1.2 acres. The effect of the amendment is to authorize the increase in size of scattered parcels from a quarter acre to an acre and a half. Density was never a concern under the ordinance for smaller scattered parcels. Since 1988, there have been 18 conditional uses in Tower Shores for townhouse duplexes on lots ranging in size from 6,000 to 7,500 square feet. All of those were approved by council, and Mr. Cole, I believe you voted for every one of them. That's a density of somewhere between 12 and 14 to the acre. So again, it's not about density, it's about capacity.
Thank you.
Simple amendment.
I think all you've talked about is density, though.
No, capacity.
For not being a bit. But what could you do today with that site under the ordinance that you need this ordinance to change?
We can develop as a matter of right 5 units. We propose
5
6.
Units. Now, this is the environmentally sensitive district. Could you explain to me why you think more units would be more environmentally sensitive, and especially in this site? Now, this site is got a large wetlands right there up behind the dunes, which is a very unique type of wetlands. And it goes into the state park, and it's surrounded by state park on two sides, I guess. And it's got development on one side or whatever, and the road on the highway on the other side. But so tell me how more is more environmentally sensitive, and why this isn't all about density. It's about getting that extra unit.
Buffers are, if you recall the plan, what protect the state parks. And those are more than adequate to be described as environmentally sensitive. If you remember the rare plant, rare species study from the public hearing, there are ample protections for the state park system and the environment. Again, it's a small amendment to one ordinance that has served its purpose.
But
capacity has been assured for the North
Let
Bethany
me ask
district.
You, let me one more question. And we've seen the whole North Bethany develop except for that little piece and that other little piece there, which is now got us, is in the process. So it's really just this little piece and I guess the judge's site. If everybody's been developing under these current rules, why do we have to change rules now just to finish it off with that last little piece? Why change?
A nice question.
Why set a precedent for other developers coming in and getting a little special consideration so they can get another extra unit?
there's no other scattered parcels ordinance.
In North Bethany.
In North Bethany.
But there could be in the county, and this could set a precedent for other.
No other scattered parcels ordinance. It's only created in the North Bethany district. It is what the law calls sui generis. Any other questions I can answer, gentlemen?
Stays the case. Thank you, Mr. Byard.
Anyone else present who would like to be heard? Mr. Kramer?
Kramer?
My name is Danny Kramer. Now, I want to try to get this straight. Is the 19 acres involved or not?
No.
No.
Not at all.
It's 1.28 acres and a 1 acre parcel.
Well, how come it's the 19 acres in here then?
Well, it's mentioned in the whereas.
Why? Has it already been developed?
It's the 19 acres is now the subject of a subdivision application.
So it's, but it's not been developed?
No.
So in actuality, they could possibly come back and redo it if this falls into this thing, right?
I'm not sure how far along that is. Maybe Mr. Lank could answer that after you.
Could I answer that, Mr. Kramer?
Surely.
It would be too large, Mr. Kramer. It would be more than an acre and a half.
Oh, you're saying that because it's just an acre and a half involved. Right. So that's not going to change that.
No.
But it ought to.
Right. Well, that's your
vote. It's like this here. Hey, these guys want to claim where they want to go at these environmental wackos, oh, we're going to save all this land and everything else. You got sewer capacity. You got 2,000 units here that are not being used. So why in the world aren't you piling it high? But no, we can't do that because it makes sense. But no, you want to go out and pitch an itch because a farmer wants to sell his land. Get a life.
Anyone else? This is a public hearing. Your comments are invited.
Thank you, Dan.
Anyone else?
Insight.
Let the record show that no one else asked to be recognized. What's your pleasure, gentlemen?
Read the title.
An ordinance to amend the code of Sussex County by amending Article 110-110 defining a scattered parcel. It's Article 17, Section 110-110.
Gentlemen, you've heard the legal counsel read the title.
Make a motion to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Duke, second by Mr. Phillips to adopt the ordinance as read. Questions on the motion? Mr. Cole.
Well, I can't support it. I don't think it's needed. It's just, again, it appears to be introduced just to favor one developer to be able to get greater density, which they claim that they don't. It's not an issue about density. It's some other kind of issue, but it's obviously it's density because he mentioned it many times. But anyway, I also pointed out that North Bethany has developed just fine without this change, and it could easily continue to finish this off, and this could be get developed. Just might not get as many units as he would want. So I don't think it's consistent with the county land use plan, which designated the site as environmentally sensitive. And this, gentlemen, if you are familiar with the coastal Sussex County, this could not be any more environmentally sensitive than any other site that we've looked at many times. We've got a substantial wetland, you got state park, you got a lot of it's just a fragile site, and to put more on there so that we approve this ordinance change of the definition so we can get more is ludicrous. I think the county council in good light that we're doing this. We're bending over. Years ago when I first became a councilman, there was always ordinances that popped up out of nowhere, and we said, where'd this come from? Well, it was done to favor so-and-so. And here's another one, and I would hope that we have gone further down the path and gotten to be just better government. But this is I think, appears to be looking like that we're just showing too much favoritism to people who are well-connected, and this is not, I don't think, very becoming for the county council. So I'll vote no.
Mr. Cole votes no. Mr. Phillips,
shame. As so eloquently articulated by our county engineer, this is no big deal. I agree that a lot of things have changed since the original ordinance was put into place. Lots of land has been taken off of development rolls, and this minor change will have no impact on the environment. I vote yes.
Mr. Phillips votes yes. Mr. Jones?
I think that originally when the acres were sitting out there, and I think North Bethany, they were concerned with the capacity, and there are only two sites left. One is proposed already, which will have no impact, and this one is certainly minimum and will have no impact, which is the purpose of that ordinance, scatter ordinance. My vote is yes.
And vote yes, Mr. Dukes.
I have to vote with Mr. Phillips, Mr. Jones. They've taken 2,200 units or 500 acres off of the development that would be developed, and I'm sure that this is just a small parcel, two parcels, and with that, my vote would be yes.
Mr. Dukes votes yes. My vote would be yes also, my other colleagues. Motion passed. Next, we have Mr. Al Godwin, Administrative Assistant, Comprehensive Land Use Plan Review Consultant Selection Process.
Mr. President, members of council, as you know, we're in the process of finding a land use consultant to help us review and update our 2007 Comprehensive Land Use Plan. On the 26th of June, the Sussex County Planning Consultant Selection Committee met, and we interviewed four firms who have applied for this contract. We have ranked them. We have forwarded that ranking to you and would like to ask your endorsement of such. If, in fact, you agree with our recommendation and allow us to move forward, our next step will be to forge a contract, a proposed contract, with this firm, or one of the best of the four firms, to begin reviewing and updating our comprehensive land use plan. We'd like to get this process moving since we do have a deadline at the end of next year. I had forwarded you a memo on the 7th that explains most of this, but if you're willing, I'll read you the motion and we can move forward with your consideration. The motion would be as such. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Planning Consultant Selection Committee, the Sussex County Council approves the ranking of consultants for the 2007 Comprehensive Land Use Plan Review and Update as follows. Number one, Johnson, Merriman, and Thompson. Number two, Urban Research and Development Corporation. Firm number three, Whitman, Record and Associates. Firm number four would be URS Corporation. And be it further moved that Sussex County Planning Consultant Selection Committee is directed to negotiate a contract of fees, rates, and scope of services with the highest ranking firm, Johnson, Merriman, and Thompson, in accordance with Title 29, Chapter 69 of the Delaware Code, to provide consulting services for the 2007 Comprehensive Land Use Plan Review and Update.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by...
No, I personally like a week to review their qualifications, if that's not too much to ask. For me, this is probably the biggest decision that we're going to make over the next couple years. And I think you said they submitted about a 100-page document.
You're going to look at all of them or just this one?
Looking at
are
this,
we all, are I we, think we're not still looking at all of them, are we? Are we just focusing now at this?
These are the six proposals that we received. Of course, we had prioritized this in the top four, which I just read to you. But this is my entire package. If you'd like to go through it, it has them stacked up in order, as I just read them to you.
Sure, I'd love to. Thank you.
Then you have everything that the committee had to review.
Do you have a time frame, Mr. Godwin?
Well, we're a little bit behind our...
We're running out of time.
Yeah. We're a little bit behind. We're about a month behind our pre-planned schedule, which we had set up back in April. I was hoping to have the opportunity to award the contract before the 1st of September, because that would really just give us a year to let this consulting firm put a package together and get back to you with a final plan. And, of course, we have to incorporate some new features into it this time, such as the wellhead recharge section, So we do have a lot of work ahead of us. I don't think a week would be a problem, but I think that it is an urgent issue that we need to work on diligently.
Next Tuesday would be all right, you think?
I think so.
I'll withdraw my motion then.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones withdraws his motion, and we will wait a week to put it back on the agenda, Robin, for next week for a selection of...
Mr. Phillips, you'll give us a book report on that way?
I kind of would like Mr. Godwin to make a copy, if he doesn't mind. These are your only copies.
Well, yeah, I'm not sure I'm capable of... I may have to have someone else make the copies. Okay, there you go. There we have the problem solved. Okay. Next issue?
Yes.
Next issue is the source water